From the Highlands in Harbor Springs, this is a special edition of Spin on Golf with Steve Courtney, Jordan Young, and Boyne Golf's Ken Griffin on 760 WJR. It's the second annual Great Lakes Championship, an Epson Tour event. For more information, visit the GreatLakesChampionship.com. Now here are Steve, Jordan, and Ken.
My friends, how you doing? I would like to personally welcome you into a very, very special edition of Spin on Golf here on 760 WJR. As you heard the fella say, we are coming to you live from the Country Club of Boyne for all the right reasons. It is the second go-around of the Great Lakes Championship as we celebrate the Epson Tour. I have a cavalcade of dignitaries, which I know is a new concept for this show.
Cavalcade.
But there are...
Never heard that word before.
Several people. The gentleman to my immediate right, good friend, he has been with us many, many times as we just enjoy everything about Boyne Golf. My good friend, Ken Griffin. How are you, Kenny?
Steve, welcome.
Always a pleasure. You know that. You, sir, don't know if you've heard, are the outgoing director of golf sales and marketing here at Boyne, and we are going to meet the new guy on the block coming up in just a bit. But it seems to me, because we've had quite a bit of time to visit, Kenny, before going on tonight, you're making a very nice transition.
I'm making a great transition. I've been very fortunate to work for a great company, both on the ski side and the resort side, and the last 10 years on the golf side. I mean, you know, how hard is the job whenever you get to somebody to come to Northern Michigan, enjoy all the amenities and activities that Boyne offers?
Pretty easy. And with that, we are going to say hello for the very first time. Wonderful meeting him. T.R. Hollis. T.R. now is the director of golf sales and marketing at Boyne. T.R., I'm sure a lot of folks listening right now, Hollis. Boy, that's a familiar name. For all the right reasons, of course, your father is the legendary Mark.
He is, yeah. And yeah, all I can say is lucky to be his son and love him. And he's had a couple busy days, but proud of him. And yeah, so hope I can be half the man he is.
Well, you know what? You're going in the right direction there, TR, because we were chatting before going on there, young fellow, that you have been in your current position for a mere 6 weeks. I was going to ask you if you're settled in yet, but I would imagine that is still an ongoing process.
It is, but when you're learning from Ken Griffin, one of the best, I mean,
that's
a big round of applause for him.
Big team of support.
It is, but the wealth of knowledge that Ken has on Boyne Golf and the Boyne properties, the amount of passion and the entire team here has been a breath of fresh air. It's a team that cares about this place, and this place has meant a ton to me growing up here, playing these courses and learning golf myself on these courses. Seeing the team and behind the curtain on things is such an empowering and passionate project that I'm thrilled to be a part of.
Well, and then it turns out that you honed your craft, if you will, in this great game of golf outside the great state of Michigan, spending time at Valhalla. Also a couple of stops out in beautiful Oregon. Yeah. And you were saying just how fortunate you are to be back in this wonderful state of Michigan, in Boyne.
Yeah, lots of work on the PGA Tour in Kentucky, California, Oregon, all over the place, and to be able to bring what I've learned back here to this great state, and specifically Boyne Golf in general, is an honor and a pleasure.
Now we'll say hi to my regular co-host here on Spin on Golf, good friend Jordan Young. JY, it's been a busy last couple of days for you, as again, we paint a picture for the Great Lakes Championship, the Epson Tour, I know very close to your heart. Sarah White, game above zone, going to be
and
joining
Boyne
us.
Zone.
And Boyne Zone.
Yeah, I mean, how fortunate are we that we have Sarah, the Michigan native, that's supporting both of us and exclaiming the virtues of Michigan golf to everyone she can.
And she's going to be enjoying the Heather course, as will the rest of the competitors, getting underway in a couple of days. We've got the Pro-Am tomorrow. I'm very excited. But after our show on Sunday, I did bring 10 golf balls.
There was a line. The line's been moving with FanDuel and with the other online betting guys. But the over-under on balls lost for Mr. Steve Courtney is currently at 3.5.
Okay.
So all it right. might move tomorrow. I don't know if he hit balls tonight at the range, but
did not make it
Dave
out
Rieger
there.
Is like at 1.5. because he didn't lose any yesterday. So,
well, you got to hit the ball more than 20 yards to have a chance of losing one.
There's some water holes, though. There's some carries. There's some forced carries.
That's exactly.
Yeah. Jordan, thanks for joining us. Yeah. I know you were at Meet the Pros before stopping by here. But, Ken, let's talk about this, and TR, jump in as well. You know, a year ago, Kenny, we were here with my broadcast colleague, Jamie Edmonds, and it was the first go-around for the Great Lakes Championship. Lots of unanswered questions. You know, the competitors coming here, checking out the course for the first time, the amenities, everything that goes involved in this, and there is a lot. Turns out, voted the best new event via the Epson Tour. Congratulations on that, my friend. All that worrying for nothing.
Thank you very much. And I mean, we had an idea toward the end last year. Tim Kramer, who oversees the LPGA Tour, was talking to Josh Richter and I, separate conversations. He's like, you guys are going to do this again, right? And we're like, well, that must be a pretty good sign if with one day left in the event, he's coming to us. So, yes, we were honored that it was picked as the best new event on tour. And we've been working for a year to try and make it bigger and better, certainly than it was last year, because we're always looking to improve everything, whether it's the course or the hotel experience or the event. And we think it's a great opportunity to show up even more than we did last year.
And TR carrying that on with the amazing amenities. And I've said this time and time again. The staff here at Boyne, and I've noticed in the years that I've been coming here, not a whole lot of turnover. And a lot of that has to do with the pride that comes from being a part of a place like this. But now that you've been voted the best new event, now the challenge is to keep it up on that level. And I don't see that as being much of a challenge for you and the fine folks here at Boyne TR.
Oh no. We're going to keep innovating, keep pushing the needle, and keep going. So, and yeah, just I want to reiterate what Ken said. Such an honor to have this event here. And I've worked on several professional golf events across the country. Just having the opportunity to showcase your course at that level.
Certainly.
It's a cool thing to see.
You know, we've been lucky to be here for many years with the Michigan PGA. And you talk about fortunate events, tournament champions, amateur events they've had in the past. It's always a fun time, and they're very good at what they do. The staff is always great. Why wouldn't they be one of the best two events on the Epson Tour? And I think that's why we want to be involved with Game Above, because we feel that it's important to kind of grow and get better and to be the best. That's what we're about.
Well, and I think in a situation like this where, you know, you're welcoming people, you know, talented gals to play this great game of golf, and they're taking in the Heather course for the first time. We've played it a few times. We know how beautiful it is. Mm-hmm. They are coming in for the first time to the course, mm-hmm. to beautiful northern Michigan, Boyne.
How about Bay Harbor Yacht Club?
It how was about beautiful Bay Harbor Yacht
I
Club?
I left there to come and sit with you, to spend time with you. It's awesome.
You do have issues. I know that.
We love you, Steve. We pick on you, but we love you.
I am so happy to be here. You have no idea. That first segment comes and goes. TR, wonderful meeting you. Congratulations to you. You're going to be absolutely great.
Thank you so much. Thanks for being here and looking forward to many to come.
All right. That is, once again, TR Hollis. He's been on the job for 6 weeks. He is the director of golf sales and marketing with Boyne Golf. Ken Griffin's going to stick around. Jordan's going to stick around. Dave Rieger, our producer, as always. Our sales guy extraordinaire, Jeff Marcero, also on hand. Kelsey Phillips back at the Golden Tower doing the extraordinary job, as always. Kelsey, thank you very much. Don't go away. More of the special edition of Spin on Golf here on WJR coming up from the Country Club of Boyne.